It's time to trust us. Presented by Dustin DeHart at Nova Home Loans. Call him today at 577-2600.
All right, let's do it. Dustin is in. Fantasy football. We love talking about it. Love talking about the pickups. Do we love analyzing week one? Because,
yikes.
You and I, in a league that we're in together, yes, our late night happy hour league, your team wasn't terrible.
No.
But it just wasn't good enough to get by the opponents. You lost, I think it was 90-83.
Yeah.
And bad breaks with
Michael Thomas.
That's your most expensive player. Michael Thomas goes out, and in this league, only has 4 points because he rolled an ankle.
Do you guys have like a guy you've never had, like a stud, and you finally like, you know what, I'm gonna finally get this guy, and that was him. I'm like, you know what, I've never had him. I don't care how much he costs. I'm getting him this year, and of course, is it a high ankle sprain?
And he said he's gonna play through it, but we'll see. We'll see this week.
But you know what that means?
Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna crush a season, but. You already got a bad first game out of him, and you're probably not getting a great second game. Candy?
No.
My fantasy baseball season went to crap immediately this year. But I've been looking at Gerrit Cole for years and years, and now he's a Yankee, and I was looking at the price, and I'm like, he's a pretty good keeper. And I was like, that's it. No matter what else I do this year, my team might be awful, but I'm getting this guy on my team going forward. I feel for you with the Michael Thomas thing,
though, because getting bit up, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to get him.
Drew Brees looked like he's got no arm left either.
That's what's scary. That does not look good. Look, it's week one. There's no preseason. We can't overreact too much, but boy, that, you know, Michael Thomas going down does not help at all.
I'll give you my bad beat vacation photo bracket story, because everyone's got one. No one wants to see it, right? Mine is AJ Brown. All I needed last night was I was going against Ryan Tannehill. Those are the two players left.
Right.
Well, you would think they're correlated, right? If AJ Brown has a decent game, then the points are going to go up at the same time with Tannehill. Oh, no. Then Corey Davis decides for the first time in 5 years to have a good game, and then it's all over.
I know.
My guy that I wanted that I've never had before, Saquon Barkley.
He was okay.
He had him last year. He didn't have like a one. Yeah. He had a 12. We have an aggressive PPR league, so he had some catches, but. Yeah. That didn't make me feel super confident about my most expensive player in an auction league.
Are you worried?
No.
No? Okay.
I mean,
because I had him last year, and I'm like, I'm not doing this again. You know,
I just think he's going to be up and down. He's going to have spectacular games in another game. He's one of these guys who has a lot of negative plays, and he's got to pop off a 60-yarder to kind of make it worth it. But he's going to do that in like 4 or 5 games.
How about Jonathan Taylor? If you got him, he could be a week league winner, right? I mean,
maybe.
I'll tell you what.
Hines look pretty good, though.
I was going to say, if both those guys are out there for free agent bidding, and I'm in the PPR league.
Oh, you got to get
Naheem
Hines
is the one, is the guy.
Of course, right.
All right, big week of pickups, and
certainly is.
Do you guys prescribe to the formula that, hey, week one, it's not the worst thing to lose if you're in a league where it's determined by points and standings?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and usually it's the other way around for me, and I always miss out on the good guy. So thankfully, I think I scored the least amount of points in our league, and I get to get the first crack at whoever I want. My other league, I did get high points, and that was the league I thought I did the worst in. Isn't that weird how that works out? You know, it's fantasy football gods.